All right, continuing to talk on the Expert Hotline, we are now joined by the head women's basketball coach at Dartmouth College. It's Belko Klonis, coming off a big weekend for the Big Green, coming off a thrilling win against Yale down in New Haven and a convincing win over Brown. This weekend, it's Princeton and Penn visiting Leed Arena, and the head coach joining us right now on the Expert Hotline. Bel, congratulations on the win. How are you?
Thank you, Brett. Hello, Brett and Jill. Just let me begin by saying thank you for this podcast. It's been awesome listening every week, and I know I'm speaking on behalf of the coaches in the Ivy League. We just appreciate all that you're doing for Ivy League basketball. So thank you, and all is well here in Hanover.
And we appreciate the kind words, and thanks to coaches like yourself who come on. We appreciate it. It makes the podcast even better for our fans. So appreciate the kind words.
Oh, please. Always ready to chat hoops.
All right, Coach, diving into last weekend. I mean, can you take us through? It's the beginning of the fourth quarter. You're down 13 points to Yale. You and your team, which you've communicated to us on the Dartmouth Hoops Coaches Show on Monday, the Monday prior, that you've communicated to the team that this was a championship game for you because you basically almost a must win to stay in the running to the path to the Palestra. But what did you talk to the team about down 13 with 10 minutes to go?
So the conversation at halftime, I think a little fire. I mean, they had a fire. We just didn't execute very well that first half. Yale came out of the gates and just they had a really big second quarter that hurt us. So the halftime conversation was, look, let's look each other in the eyes here. This is our lifeline right here. This is the reality of it. We're very direct, open, honest with our players, and it's the relationship we have with our team and our program. And we want to know, you know, what we're living in. And so the team knew how important that game was. It definitely was a championship game for us. So the seniors really stepped up. They stepped up. Kate Lekowitz especially. I mean, she was carrying us. Her and Ice were carrying us through, the first three quarters. And then we started to get some scoring from the rest of the group. They decided to join forces finally. But I would say, you know, credit to our seniors. They mentioned the other night when we were chatting how they were really challenged last week in practice. It was Coach T's scout, and she kept coming in saying how inspired the Yale seniors were playing and how hungry they are. And our seniors, I think, took a little offense to that. You know, this is, you know, good motivation by Coach T. And they said, no one, we're going to be the hungry senior class this year. And so, yeah, that you saw that. You saw the seniors step up. Andy Norman obviously hitting a huge shot at the end of that overtime to give us the lead and eventually earn us that victory. So goes to the seniors. They're playing. It's their lifeline games at this point, and we're just trying to stay in this race. We're hungry. We're hungry to get to the Palestra.
Coach, you look at the first half, and you mention it, struggled shooting from the field, but then you come out of the third quarter and you shoot close to 54% from the field. And this is a game, you know, talk to a little bit about the offensive adjustments you made in the halftime locker room, and also to note that how much of the offense have you had to tailor here over the past couple of weeks, knowing that you don't have Olivia Smith and that, you know, big man to big man action that you usually have with Ice Quiñones and Olivia Smith. That has been very fun to watch, and it's been effective this year. But now that you don't have Olivia going, and you've had to cut, have you had to tailor things, I guess is my ultimate question since that?
You know, not really. Everyone's roles, you know, they've pretty much stayed the same throughout the course of the season. Our players have gotten better at their roles as we've gone on. But really, we put our players in the roles to play to their strengths. And, you know, with Liv, what we're missing most from Liv is the rebounding side. But Andy Norman's been able to step up and trying her best to help Ice on the boards, as well as Paula Lenart comes off the bench for us, our Romanian, very aggressive player who does a nice job for us on the offensive and defensive boards. And then Emily Dryden starting to see more time as well, getting on the boards. So, you know, they knew that as soon as we got word that, you know, sadly Liv wouldn't be able to play the remainder of her senior year, Her teammates really wrapped their arms around her and said, "All right, Liv, now it's on us to step into, you know, what you were doing for us so well in your role, and that's rebounding and obviously scoring." But, you know, we're at a point now where we have a team that anyone can score. And that's what makes us so much better this year, is that we don't necessarily have to rely on one or two people. Now, there are games where one or two people step up, which is what I just talked about with Ice and Kate really carrying us the majority of that game. But if you look at our season in its entirety, there have been so many different players stepping up at different times, putting the ball in the basket. And so everyone's capable of doing that. So have we made tweaks? Absolutely. But those tweaks really have to do with the collective strategy from a scouting standpoint for each opponent.
Coach, going back to, I know we've had this conversation on the coach's show before, and when you played Yale the first time around, you know, your team scored 39 points because you were coming off of a very fast-paced Brown victory the night before, and Brett and I had asked you kind of about managing minutes and recovering for the night before. But my question is, were you concerned going into the Brown game after, you know, I'm looking at the box score now and your starters, this is the minute rundown, 45, 37, 40, 45, and 42. That's how many minutes your starters played. Were you and your staff concerned at the start of that Brown game if you guys were going to have any legs?
This is what's so fun about coaching. Definitely what's fun about coaching in the Ivy League and certainly as you're preparing for conference play, conference tournament and postseason play, is that's what tournaments are. They're back-to-back. You know, I'm happy with the way we responded to that first weekend, that first Yale Brown weekend here at home, because we were tanked. Yale came out here and played great, and they earned that victory absolutely. But we sat down as a staff and said, "All right, how can we be more intentional about our recovery process here for the long haul, so that we are fresh and at our best?" End of February into March, because we want this team to go into postseason play with this group. So really, it's working. Our recovery, some of the adjustments we made as a program with our strength coach, and our athletic trainer, it's working. So now going into Brown, however many weeks later, recovery standpoint, a lot of kids played a lot of minutes overtime, but we talked to the team about, hey, look, your bodies can do a heck of a lot more than sometimes your mind lets them think they can do. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about that Columbia 4 overtime game a year ago, right? What did we do? We came back the next day and we beat Cornell. A lot of this has to do with that, the mental toughness, the mindset. Our Brown shoot-around was different. We changed up what we would normally do, being mindful of the legs, and we really spent time visualizing. We walked into Brown's arena, and to start shoot-around, I asked the team, this is something Bob Foley, my college coach, taught me, and he would use this tactic with us on occasion. I asked the team to just kind of, you know, spread out all around the arena and take a seat, you know, by yourself, away from one another. Just all around, go up in the stands, sit and look down on the court and visualize yourself. Take yourself through the game plan that we just explained to them, you know, in the hotel with film and strategy and what have you. So, you know, visualize that and mentally prepare yourself in that way. And we did that for about 10 minutes. And then, you know, we got some shots up, walked through a couple of things, kept it really light, and then talked about, look, you can sleep on the bus ride home. And most of the day Sunday, but we're in February. We're hungry. You're young. Let's keep your mind young, keep your body young and fresh, and let's go get this victory. So that's how we addressed it, and that's how we coached them up on that.
It's kind of been interesting to watch, you know, having called your games now for the last 5 years or so. When you watch Kate Letkowitz and obviously having the career weekend that she had last weekend at Yale and at Brown, it's been an interesting evolution of the Waterloo native. You know, freshman year, she had a remarkable freshman campaign. She was really a vital part of that team. And then, of course, sophomore year and, you know, kind of struggled there. The book was out on her. junior year, got back into it. And then this year, it seems like it's taken another level. And then last weekend, just had the games of her career. Can you just speak to the evolution of Kate Letkowitz? And I'm sure last weekend has been something you've envisioned for quite some time since you got her to commit to Dartmouth.
Oh, it's, you know, development is development is not linear. It's a bit of a roller coaster at times. I know we'd all like to think that every year we progress in this way and we want to be, you know, at our best. And we talk about being better today than we were yesterday and tomorrow, but you know, it really doesn't work that way. And you got to stay the course no matter what. There's going to be really good days. There's going to be really hard days. And then there's going to be a lot of life in between. And that's pretty much been the case for, you know, all of our seniors here in the 4 years we've had them. And that's totally normal for college athletes. So within that, you want to try to pour into them as much as you can and pull out of them as much as you can to really help them reach their peak. But it's a two-way street. It's about how much the student athlete is willing to put in and you know, then on for us, you know, giving our time to them, which is why we're here. We're here to serve our student athletes. So all that prefacing to talk specifically about Kate and her time here at Dartmouth, she has grown as a young woman. She has really matured as a teammate, as a competitive player, as a student of the game. She understands the game so much better now than she did when she first, you know, arrived here. And so all of that has led to her becoming a better team player and really embracing her role and what she's really, really good at and doing that consistently for us and then staying in that role for us. And that's why you see Kate, you know, putting up the numbers she's putting up, because she understands and is embracing shot selection. She'll smile at this too, because her and I have gone, whew, she's taken some shots in her time here. And we have a ton of clips on it, and it's coming her way at the banquet. You better believe we're pulling them out.
Are these the shots that are from, like, the Dartmouth logo, like the
half-court?
Oh,
yeah,
court?
Half-court, you know, right in the middle of, you know, second quarter, you know, 28 seconds on the shot clock. So, again, bless her heart, you know, she's such a competitor. She wants to win so bad. And so now she understands really what it takes to win and how disciplined you have to be and how mature you have to be and how to play the game collectively as a team. And what her role is in that bigger picture. And that's why Kate Letkowitz is really just excelling so much this year. It's been really fun. Really fun to coach her and really fun to see her, you know, do the things she's capable of doing. So, really proud of her.
Coach, you look at this weekend, Princeton Friday night, Penn Saturday evening. This is probably the biggest weekend stretch here that I can remember. You've been great at home, 9-2 in Hanover. You've always talked about defending home court. You're doing that this year. It's been impressive to watch. What do you like on your chances here on the second go-around? What do you think could be different learning from that first go-around on the road there? You just seem like you just struggled to shoot the ball, and people were just in a strange funk. And you've played very well here at home. I would imagine the energy and the confidence a little bit better knowing, hey, we're in Hanover. This is a place that we've played very well.
We're excited. We're really excited to welcome in, you know, the top two teams in our conference right now. At home, this is our home. This is our place. This is where we practice. This is where we earn everything way before the ball is tipped. And so we love playing at home. We've been able to build a home court advantage here over the past 5 years. That's been something that's been very important to my staff and I, and still doing our best to reach out to the community and try to fill the stands and Lead Arena. What a difference it makes when we have, you know, big crowds in here. It does. It makes a difference. That's real. That's real when you get more energy in here and excitement for your team. So we love playing at home, and we also love that, you know, we're in the race. We have so much to play for. Our seniors, they're our first recruiting class. They've been with us for 4 years. They've really led this season, and they continue to lead. You know, our younger student athletes and younger class, their younger classmates and teammates. So the seniors are as hungry as ever, and we're a program that, we play for our seniors. We've been able to build those kinds of friendships and bonds and understanding of what this is really all about. So just really excited to be home against Princeton and against Penn. And when we prepare and when it's time to play, you know, our opponent really is irrelevant. We know the strategy going in. We know exactly who we're dealing with. You know, we know the standings and what the meaning of these games mean. But once we're playing out there, it is about focusing on what we're there to do. And so the opponent becomes faceless and irrelevant. We have to focus on executing our game plan. So again, really excited to be home, continue to celebrate this senior class. Which has really, they've been our first followers from day one, and just, you know, want it for them and going to help continue to help guide them in every way we possibly can as a coaching staff to prepare them as best we possibly can. And then it's for them to go out and grab hold of. So really excited to be home.
Okay, Coach, before we let you go, we got another set of rapid fire questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
I just took a sip of water, so I'm ready now.
We're in the hot seat. Okay, first one. What is your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, wow. Proudest accomplishment. You know what? When I was in high school, I won a state championship in tennis. And it was just an awesome moment. So I would say that's one of my, you know, something to hang my hat on. Not a lot of people know because my world is basketball now. So.
Okay. Next up, are you a night owl? Would you consider yourself a night owl or a morning person?
Oh, is there an in-between? I'm definitely not a night owl. I pass out around 9 o'clock, maybe 9:45, if I fall asleep watching, you know, a show like TGIT or something. But I'm also not bright-eyed, you know, at 6 a.m. either. So I'm a Libra, giving you more information than he asked for. So I feel like more of a morning person, but not that early.
Okay. How do you like your coffee?
Ooh, cream. Tall pike with cream.
What is the last book you read or your favorite book?
Favorite book I'm going to go with. That's The Power of One by Bryce Courtenay.
All right, last one. What's the last movie you watched?
Last movie I watched was this weekend with my little niece and nephews. And sisters, we watched Coco, and I cried my eyes out. It was awesome. And we bought it, so I might go home and watch it again. Music was great.
Well, thank you for all that information, Coach.
You're very welcome. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. And thank you again for everything you're doing for the league.
Well, we appreciate it, Coach. And it was fun chatting with you, as always. Best of luck this weekend as your team hosts final regular season homestand senior night on Saturday. And, of course, the Princeton-Dartmouth game will be on ESPN3 on Friday night. Coach, best of luck. Thanks again, as always.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Jill.
All right, that does it for this edition of Inside Ivy Hoops. Brett Franklin and Jill Glessner always having fun here, hanging out with you. Big thanks to our guest, Robert Crawford, head women's basketball coach at Dartmouth, Bell Coconis. Should be a fun weekend, Jill. Looking forward to doing this again next week.
I will see you tomorrow.
All right. You can catch us on the Ivy League Network this weekend. We'll be on the call for Dartmouth and Princeton and Dartmouth and Penn. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Enjoy the games.